You're back with the SAFM Market Update. It's 27 minutes past 6, and just a little bit earlier today, I spoke to Jeffrey Wapnick, the CEO of Octodec, following the company's interim results to the end of February, and this is what he had to say.
A little bit disappointed, but having said that, we're still very much on track to for flat distribution for the entire 12 months to 31st of August of this year, which is in line with our forecast that we presented at the beginning of the financial year. On a very much positive note, all those factors, I think, or most of the factors that caused problems for us in the calendar year 2017, they seem to be slowly but surely unwinding. The biggest problem we experienced for the calendar year 2017 was residential vacancies. I'm pleased to report that these are dramatically down. As to the reason why they are down, not quite sure, but we think it must be have something to do with the fees must fall. This year, right now, post 28th of February, our vacancies are probably as low as they've ever been, which is pleasing to note. As for the rest, it's uncomfortable that we will deliver on our forecast. Nothing in the foreseeable future should cause us problems.
So just getting into that a little bit, you provide the geographical exposure to your rental income, Shwane CBD, the biggest there with the exposure of 33% of your rental income coming from there. You mentioned that it was a tough time, generally speaking, but there seemed to be particular challenges in Hatfield, as I understand it. Just explain what you think has happened there.
I said to you, I don't know. On average, Hatfield, the vacancy factor was approximately, average vacancy factor for the calendar year 2017 was about 14-15%. This, right now, I can't give you a single flat in Hatfield. It's full. So for the financial year ended, I'm repeating myself, I know, but it's important to note that for the financial year ended 31st August 2018, whilst the growth may be limited from Hatfield, the reason being, it's because of the holding back or the drag from the first 6 months that we're currently reporting on.
Your operating costs increased at 2.2%, as I understand it, which certainly below.
Which I was happy about.
Yes, very good result. Just give us some explanation as to how you were able to keep that down, and obviously given the fact that some of these valuations in some of the urban areas, Shwane and Johannesburg, that you operate in are coming through, is there going to be a faster than inflation adjusted increase going forward with the effect of some of those revaluations coming into play?
Well, those revaluations, your guess is as good as mine. But I must tell you, in Johannesburg, I think we've done relatively well to contain those increases. There's been a lot of reporting in the media about increases. And I think it's fair to say that Johannesburg has been accommodating. They have listened to our story. And where they've realized that they've made a mistake or they're unreasonable, they haven't adjusted accordingly. But that game is not yet over. You know, we still have a number of properties that we need to finalize.
Okay, great. You said you've got 97.5% of exposure to interest rate risk is hedged. I presume that's in the situation where interest rates rise. How does your cost of funding adjust if interest rates start moving down?
Well, the cost of funding is fixed.
Okay.
I said that I won't be able to take advantage of the lower cost of funding today. But these will also unwind, and we'll have to deal with it then, whether there's an increase or a decrease.
Okay. Just give us a little bit of a flavor then around some of the investments and developments that you've been making. You allude to a number of developments being, I think, completed. In terms of this almost 13 billion rand property portfolio, what have been the key changes over the last 6 months?
Well, the completion of Sharon's Place is the big one. It's one of the bigger projects that Octodec undertaken. It's approximately 6,000 square meters of retail space, which was full virtually from day one, and the construction of 400 residential units. It's been a tough period for us in the sense that the building took much longer than anticipated to finish. But as and when the builder finishes these units, he hands them over to us. Now, the leasing, the take-up, lease-up rate at which we are able to do this We've never experienced such incredible demand. By way of example, the first 90 units that were given to us in one shot, I think the team managed to leak them in about 8 days. I mean, I've never done that before. I'm really happy to see. And as this trend seems to be continuing, as we complete units, they're handed over and we seem to deal with them with great speed.
Okay, very good. So just give us a little bit of a flavor with respect to certainly the two CBDs, and I'm always interested to find out what's really happening on the ground. We've got a very vocal mayor in Johannesburg that wants to get rid of some of these buildings that have been occupied illegally by landlords and tenants, clean up the CBD. Is there going to be the opportunity? Are you seeing more inventory and more opportunities to purchase buildings in the CBDs that you can in turn redevelop and subsequently let out? Is that something you're seeing on the ground?
It's very difficult at the moment, but I think one has to understand our particular product offering, which is a fairly high-end product offering. Right now, what is really pleasing is that Octavit, I think, has 5 units out of, I think it's approximately 2,500 units in the Johannesburg CBD. So there's still a lot of demand. What is problematic, however, is the cost of the land. Prices are certainly rising in the Johannesburg CBD, and the cost of development. It's unfortunate at the moment that with residential accommodation, one pays the VAT, which we can't recover. And these factors are putting the initial yield of such a development, whilst we're comfortable we can fill it, the initial yields at the moment on our current product seem to be a little bit shy of where we want them to be.
Right, okay.
But there are opportunities and a lot of new players bringing different products to market, and some of them, I'm pleased to report, they're not bad, but they're certainly not the same quality as us, and they're probably bringing it to the market. They're not losing money, and they're showing a yield, but it's in the nature of the beast. What product do you want to bring to the market?
All right, that was Jeffrey Wapnick, the CEO of Octadec, talking in response to the interim results they posted to the end of February.